Florida Senator Bill Nelson said today he'll do whatever it takes to make sure a proposal to allow offshore drilling near Florida's coast is rejected in the U.S. Senate, because he said it would destroy the state's economy if it were allowed.
79% of Florida's economy has to do with our coastal economies. If people don't have a reason to come to the beach, it's not going to fill up the restaurants. It's not going to fill up the hotels. It's not going to employ the doctors and lawyers and accountants and nurses, all of which are generated in that huge economic engine of Florida that is related to the coastal economies of this state, which, of course, is where most of the population of the state of Florida lives, is along the coast.
Legislation filed last month by Alaska Republican Lisa Murkowski and co-sponsored by Louisiana Democrat Mary Landrieu would allow drilling near Pensacola and in the highly coveted Destin Dome area. A new twist in the legislation, making it more attractive for some Floridians, is including the state in a profit-sharing arrangement now enjoyed by other Gulf states. Nelson was joined by several environmentalists and business officials at a news conference at his Tampa district office, including Phil Compton from the Sierra Club. The organization has just produced a new report called Don't Rig Our Coastal Economy.
We have an unprecedented threat that we're facing today, both in Washington and in Tallahassee, by those who would throw away everything that makes Florida a special place. In this report today, we are explaining to you and quantifying in no uncertain terms just how much the coast, our beaches, our fishing means to the state of Florida and to all the other coastal states around the nation.
D.T. Minnick is director of tourism for Pinellas County. He said that with two of the country's finest beaches in the area, Caladasi and Fort DeSoto, the last thing the region wants is an oil spill.
The threat of spills, it's the ambiance, it's the industry. You know, when you check in a hotel, you get little bottles of shampoo and little soaps to use. Well, in a lot of the Texas hotels, beach hotels, not only do you get soap and shampoo, you get little packets that you open up that you can remove the tar from your feet when you come in off the beach. We don't want to have those in our hotel rooms in Pinellas County.
In the Brevard County newspaper, Florida Today, GOP State Senator Mike Haradopoulos says Florida lawmakers should open the Gulf Coast to offshore drilling to help fund schools. It's just the latest comment about offshore drilling from an influential state Republican lawmaker. Haradopoulos says he's working on offshore drilling proposals with Dean Cannon, a Winter Park Republican, and the projected next House Speaker. Haradopoulos will become the next Senate leader and says he'll conduct town hall meetings over the next 6 months to gauge reaction about the proposal. Susan Glickman is with the Natural Resources Defense Council, who works in Tallahassee. She says that lobbyists for the oil industry are working harder than ever in the state capitol these days.
As someone who spent, will be at her 24th session, I have never seen the town of Tallahassee painted with money and campaign contributions that's going on now to move this issue while we're in a tough economic bind. They're promising lots of money to fill holes in the budget for education and other important issues, but I believe that they are false promises, and the only thing that they are going to do is to risk our very, very fertile tourism economy.
Mary Wilkerson runs Gulfside Resorts, which are vacational rental homes with her husband in Indian Rocks Beach. She reminisced about an oil spill off of Treasure Island back in 1993.
3, 4, maybe 5 years after that spill, the oil bobs were coming up, the little blobs were coming up in the sand. Every time there was a big stir up in the sea, every time there was a front, the oil blobs would come. My colleagues and God love them, in Treasure Island would call, "Do you have anything? Our guests are complaining. They have to leave." Years and years. So people forget the ramifications and how long these small oil spills off Treasure Island last.
A favorite reason cited by Nelson on why there shouldn't be any drilling allowed near the Eastern Gulf is that oil and gas rigs would be erected in the midst of what he calls the largest training and testing area for the U.S. military in the world.
This legislation, if I have to filibuster again for the sake of national security, it is the operative policy of the United States Department of Defense that drilling structures and associated development would be incompatible with military activities.
Nelson talked up the notion of the U.S. using more natural gas for its energy needs in lieu of oil, and said that the greatest reserves for natural gas now exist in the U.S. from Louisiana up to Pennsylvania. But he said that oil and gas companies won't go for that.
Because an oil or a gas lease has a value. And that value, even if they don't drill it, is an additional value to the bottom line of their oil company and therefore runs up the price of their stock because the overall company is more valuable.